Welcome to Maseches Eduyos Perek Daled Mishnah Yud Aleph, Chapter 4, Mishnah 11. This Mishnah is actually in Maseches Nazir. So for those people that are learning Daf Yomi, some of the concepts in this Mishnah are definitely familiar. But to really understand this Mishnah properly, I just want to explain a little bit about the concept of Naziris. Right? A Nazir is a fellow who accepts upon himself a vow, a neder, to be a Nazir, which means he'll abstain from wine products, he won't come in contact with a dead person, and he will not cut his hair. If a person just says the words Hareini Nazir, he doesn't say how long he's a Nazir for. Stam Nazir Shloshim Yoim, an ordinary Naziris is 30 days. A person could also be Mekabel on himself to accept upon himself multiple Naziris. I want to be a Nazir for two, for three. Then halacha is, he counts 30 days, he shaves his hair, he brings his karbanis, and the next Nazir starts. And then finally the third Nazir starts. Additionally, if a person accepts upon himself that he accepts the neder for a certain amount of time, if it's less than 30 days, his Naziris is a minimum of 30 days. If it's more than 30 days, let's say he says he's a Nazir for 38 days, the halacha is he's a Nazir for 38 years. After a Nazir finishes, he shaves his hair, he brings three karbanas, a chata, sa'ayla, and a shlamim. If another becomes tummy during the days of his Naziris, he comes in contact with a dead body, the halacha is it takes away all the days, and he has to be mitar himself, purify himself, and start over his Naziris again. And then finally, if someone accepts upon himself a Naziris in Chutz La'aretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael, since the Chachamim decreed that outside of Eretz Yisrael there's a certain Tumah called Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, the impurity of the land and the nations, so the Naziris in Chutz La'aretz, Midrabanan, does not work for him, and he has to go to Eretz Yisrael and once again do his Naziris, bring his Karbanas, etc., etc. And we'll see more about that in this Mishnah. Misha another Naziris Murba. If a person accepts upon himself a long Naziris, let's say for 60 days, and he's in Chutz La'aretz, he's outside of Eretz Yisrael. Hishl Naziris, he finishes off the 60 days in Chutz La'aretz, and then he comes to Eretz Yisrael. Now he has to count his Naziris. So Beis Shammai says, even though he had a 60-day Naziris, but when he observes Naziris in Eretz Yisrael, now Nazir Shalashim Yom, he's only a Nazir the minimum 30 days, and that is sufficient. And the reason for that is because since Tumas Eretz Amim is only Dirabbanon, the whole concept of Eretz of Eretz Yisrael being Tumas is only Dirabbanon, so Beis Shammai says that when he comes to Eretz Yisrael, we're more lenient, then he only has to keep one Naziris. Well, Beis Hillel Rambam says, no such luck. Nazir Batchila, he has to start over and count his Naziris, the full amount of days that he did in Chutz La'aretz. Continues the Mishnah, Mishayu Shteki Te'enim Idasis. If, let's say, there's two pairs of witnesses testifying about a particular individual that he became a Nazir. Eil Me'idrusin Me'idim Shanazar Shtayim. One group says that he accepted upon himself two Naziris, so 60 days, and this one says he accepted upon himself five Naziris, 150 days. Now he doesn't remember. Beshamai says there's a disagreement between these two pairs of witnesses. Ve'inkan Naziris, we toss out the witness, the testimony, it's Eidos Mecheshes, it's contradictory testimony, we throw it all out. Ve'inkan Naziris, and there's no Naziris here whatsoever. Beshamai says no. Yesh b'chal chamesh taim. In the number five, there is at least two. So if two witnesses say two and the others say five Naziris, so everyone agrees that he has to do at least two Naziris. Therefore, Shehi Nazir Shtayim, the halach is he has to conduct two times Naziris. So that means 60 days. And then his Naziris is over. Wish you a fantastic day and a wonderful upcoming Shabbos.